Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
So how was the vacation? Like it? More than 2 weeks? Okay. Now we start with the preface of Nectar Construction. The Krishna Consciousness Movement is conducted under the supervision of Srila Rupa Goswami. The Gaudiya Vaishnavas or Bengali Vaishnavas are mostly followers of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, of whom the six Goswamis of Vrindavan are direct disciples. So here, Prabhupada says direct disciples. And usually when we hear this, we think of Lord Chaitanya initiating the six Goswamis on a special yagya, with giving them kantimalas and japamalas and names. But here, Prabhupada speaks about Bhagavat initiation, which means initiation on the spiritual platform, because these are liberated persons. And the important thing is the shiksha, the instructions. So this is the active principle. Like you have a medicine and you have the active ingredient that actually cures the disease. In our process, this is the shiksha, or the instructions of the guru. So when we have the yagya, this is called pancharatrik initiation. When we have all these ceremonies, this is just to ensure that the conditioned nature of the disciple is addressed. Because usually we are not able just to function by listening, hearing the instructions once, and then just continue to follow these instructions for the rest of our life. We need some stronger impressions, samskaras in our minds. Therefore, all these ceremonies of initiations are made like this. They make these deep samskaras. And in this way, everybody also sees the initiation. All the Vaishnavas, they see that, okay, now you're a disciple of this guru. So that in the future, if you change your mind and you say, well, now I want to go to this guru, then everybody will say, no, but you just took initiation from this guru, you're a disciple of this guru, you cannot just run away now to another guru. All these things are made to address the conditioned nature. Otherwise, on the liberated platform, the element of shiksha is, usually this is enough. And we can see in the Bhagavad Gita, in this list of gurus in the beginning, we can see that most of the time it's the shiksha connection there that is prominent, not the diksha one. I think only the Bhaktisiddhanta giving diksha to Srila Prabhupada, this is the diksha line there. Otherwise, mostly you have shiksha, which proves that this is the important element. And Jiva Goswami also mentions that accepting the instructions and following them, this is the real initiation. This is diksha. And what are these instructions? What is the active principle of the shiksha? It is transmission of Sambandha Gyan, Avidya Gyan and Prayojana Gyan. That means the Guru imparts knowledge about the soul, the position of the living entity, who is God, what is the relationship between the Jiva and Krishna, and then what is the goal of life and how to attain this goal. This is Shiksha. So this is our parampara, it's called Shiksha Parampara in this sense, because this is the most important element. We can see also some of our acharyas, like for example Baladev Vidyabhushan, he is very prominent in our line, but officially, formally, he took Diksha from the Madhvas, another line. But then later on he was converted into Gaudiya Vaishnavism by Radha Govinda, and then he's in the list of the our acharyas. His disciple, Shiksha disciple of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. And many other examples like this. So the real initiation is to accept the instructions of the spiritual master, as Prabhupada says. As heart and soul, as the heart and soul. And this can happen before the process of formal initiation, before the yagya. It can happen during the yagya, it can happen after the yagya, or it might not happen at all. Unfortunately, it happens that it doesn't happen. Yes?
This principle can be misused, that you say that, you know, if you are on a liberated platform, but some person who is actually on a liberated platform is not conditioned by the forms of material nature. Would it be possible for him to be initiated on the Bhagavad platform? How soon?
Will it be possible?
Yeah.
But this is the example of the six Goswamis. They were initiated.
Yeah, exactly, but I mean, like, now,
to be misused.
Now,
you mean if someone is...
Well,
this is why we are following the Pancharatrik initiation and the Vedic initiation. Like, for example, here in the Gurukul, the boys, they're getting Vedic initiation. They're getting the Brahma Gayatri and the Brahma Trat. Then later on, when they're qualified, they might get Pancharatrik initiation. From a
other way around.
Sorry?
They're doing it the other way around. Piercing would usually get as a second initiation, but as their first initiation?
But there is a difference. What is in ISKCON is known as second initiation is not what is given here as a Vedic initiation. It's a different thing. Therefore, the Gurukul boys, they cannot go and worship with this initiation to worship the deities on the altar. They get only the Brahma Gayatri, not the other mantras. That's the difference. So they have to be qualified and then to receive first and second initiation eventually from ISKCON Guru. And then only they can go on the altar. That's the difference.
So how would their initiation system? Because I also heard that how we are getting initiation is a modification of how it used to be in the context of Prabhupada changing.
No, there are five elements of initiation, and I'm not sure if I'll be able to list them all, but like the Urdhva Pundra, the Tilak, the Tapa, which is this thing. The Kantimala. Urdhva Pundra symbolizes that the way towards liberation, towards the spiritual world. That's why there are two lines going up, and we don't use this Shaivite Tilak. It's mentioned in Act of Devotion that one shouldn't use it, because that means Burgavarsvar, the three planetary systems. And then this thing, which signifies the that the material world is a place of misery and suffering. Kantimala. And then the mantra,
Nama.
The name,
and Yaja.
Yagya, which is
what? Worship.
You get the mantras for worshiping the Lord.
Like the worship or
the Bija mantras, the Mula mantras for worshiping. not sure too. But anyway, there are five elements, and in ISKCON we get the first two, and then the first two elements we get during the first initiation, then the rest of them we get during the second. They're just separated in two. But about all these things, you know who you should ask, and you'll get proper answer. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Can you hear that over there? Therefore, Sri Narottam Das Thakur has sung, Rupa Raghunatha Pare Haibe Akuti Kabe Hama Buchebase Yugula Piriti. When I am eager to understand the literature given by the Goswamis, then I shall be able to understand the transcendental loving affairs of Radha and Krishna. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in order to bestow upon human society the benediction of the science of Krishna. So note here, the benediction of the science of Krishna. Usually, at least in my mind, when I need this word benediction, I expect the next word to be something like something emotional. The benediction of pure love and spiritual emotion like this. But here, this is the benediction of the science of Krishna. Srila Prabhupada often emphasized that this is the scientific process. And also, like, Rupa Goswami in the beginning, actually, the subtitle of the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu is, what is, you know, the full science.
Complete science of Bhakti.
Complete science of Bhakti. Again, science. So, it is not sentimental. It is science. That means it works according to rules, strict rules. And if you apply the rules properly, you attain the result. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, okay. The most exalted of all the activities of Lord Krishna are his pastimes of conjugal love with the gopis. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in the mood of Srimati Radharani, the best of the gopis. Therefore, to understand the mission of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and follow in his footsteps, one must very seriously follow in the footsteps of the six Goswamis. Sri Rupa Sanatan Bhata Raghunath, Sri Jiva Gopala Bhata, and Dasa Raghunath. Again here, in support of the previous point about the science, if you notice here, Srila Prabhupada is using perfect logic to establish why we should take shelter of the six Goswamis. Because, first of all, he establishes the Prayojana. The most exalted of all the activities of Lord Krishna are his pastimes of conjugal love. So this is the prayojan. This is the goal. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in the mood of Srimati Radharani, the best of the gopis. Now we have already the best of these exalted devotees, Srimati Radharani, in the form of Lord Chaitanya. Therefore, to understand the mission of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which means to attain prayojana, to understand the mood of the gopis, one should follow in his footsteps, and following his footsteps, one must very seriously follow in the footsteps of the six Goswamis. So this is our goal. And other sampradayas, they don't aspire for this goal, to understand this intricate, intimate pastimes. And there are some who aspire for this, but they're not qualified. So some don't know, well, they know, but they don't aspire. This is not their mood. Some do aspire, but they're not qualified. Why they're not qualified, we'll understand by reading the next paragraphs. Sri Rupa Goswami was the leader of all the Goswamis, and to guide our activities, he gave us this Upadeshamrita, the nectar of instruction, to follow. As Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left behind him the eight verses known as Shikshashtaka, Rupa Goswami gave us Upadeshamrita so that we may become pure Vaishnavas. in all spiritual affairs, one's first duty is to control his mind and senses. Unless one controls his mind and senses, one cannot make any advancement in spiritual life. Any advancement. Everyone within this material world is engrossed in the modes of passion and ignorance. One must promote himself to the platform of goodness, Sattva Guna, by following the instructions of Rupa Goswami. And then everything concerning how to make further progress will be revealed. So, very strong point here. All spiritual advancement starts with controlling the mind and the senses. And Srila Prabhupada says, it is not possible to make any advancement without this. So any kind of yoga requires control, self-control. And even we can see the other yoga processes, they require even more rigid sense control than our process. This is so because they don't work on the basis of changing the taste of the soul. And this is the reason why they always try to keep the sense object, as far as to keep them as far away as possible. Thank you. Because we see from the history, even great elevated yogis, they are prone to fall down because the taste is not changed. This is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Vishaya vinivartante, niraharasya dehinaham, rasavarjam rasopiyasya, param drishtva nivartante. Even when one restrains his senses from the sense objects, it doesn't mean that the taste is changed or purified. The same like when one follows a diet. Like, there were two feasts recently. What was Prabhupada disappearance, and then before that we had another Govardhan also. Govardhan. I couldn't go for either of those because I was sick. It doesn't mean I restricted my senses, but it doesn't mean I was happy about it. I was not happy at all. So yesterday I was invited for prasadam and there was a feast, so I tried to catch up. Compassing. No, the taste is the taste is there, and this is the process of the jnanis and the yogis. They cannot change this material taste, so they have to stay away from the sense objects. But the process of bhakti is so powerful that actually changes this taste, purifies the taste, and then a devotee he can stay in environment of sense objects around him that are attractive to the senses, but still he won't be using these sense objects for personal sanctification. He'll be using them for service of Krishna. This is the reason why in our school it is allowed to get married, and in these other schools it is not. You cannot be mystic yogi if you are married, or you cannot be strict follower of Shankara if you're not sannyasi. You have to be. Or technically the same with the Buddhists. You have to be monk. But the process of bhakti is not, is so powerful that it doesn't matter. You can be married and advance very nicely. Because it is very powerful. Yes? So why there should be sense control, mind and sense control? Why we're talking so much about this? And why Prabhupada makes so strong this point here? That unless one controls his mind and senses, one cannot make any advancement in spiritual life. Yes. Yes. Yes, the intelligence coming from the Shastra and the Guru will guide us. And in this way, we will... this is what you wanted to say?
More or less.
And in this way, if the intelligence is the guiding factor, then we won't sleep, we won't make the usual mistake that is being made in these intricate spiritual matters, especially when we talk about rasa, loving relationship between Krishna and his devotees, which is to mix the spiritual and the material taste. If we are not self-controlled, then we will inevitably mix this spiritual and material rasa, and we will take the spiritual pure pastimes of Krishna and his intimate devotees as material thing, and we will even maybe try to imitate these pastimes. We'll talk elevated talks about Radhakund and Gopis, and at the same time we'll be lusty inside. It's very detrimental for the spiritual advancement. It's offensive, so it should be avoided. There is the story of one Gaudiya Matsanyasi who was approached by a Western devotee about some very intimate pastimes of Radha and Krishna. And so the devotee asked Maharaj, so what is, give us the Siddhanta about this pastime. And then the sannyasi, he became angry. He said, you are still looking women with lust, and you ask this type of question. You're a rascal. And there are also people who, because here, as we mentioned, the prayojana was established. We try to understand the mood of the gopis and Krishna. This is the prayer, the goal. And some people say, well, in order to understand this, we have to, what do we have to do? We have practice. Have to practice it. We have to have our own parakya relationships. And only, otherwise, how you understand this? How you understand the mood of the gopis and Krishna? We have to experience it. It sounds logical. Logical and clever, seemingly. But what is the fault? It is not following, but imitating. And it's not in line with what acharyas say. Srila Prabhupada says, to understand this, we have to follow strictly in the footsteps of the six Goswamis and to study the literature. He doesn't say we have to have found own, relationships. Rasalil. But there are many people who become bewildered by this. So even if you want to attain something in the material world, still we have to control our senses. It applies for both material and spiritual success. Like in the West, I mean, we don't have this so much in ISKCON also, but at least we have here gender separation, but to some extent. But in the West, it's not an issue. It doesn't exist. And people work together there. In one office, there are young men and women, they work together. And it's like pressure cooker. It's so tough. But still, because this is the rule of the place, they want to make money, they want to stay, they want to build career, they have to follow the rules there, that you don't have a affair with your female colleague then. So otherwise you get, they'll kick you out. So still you have to have self sense and mind control in order to attain any success in any field. So it is essential. It has universal application, spiritually and materially. Advancement in Krishna consciousness. So here, one must promote himself to the platform of goodness, Sattva Guna, by following the instructions of Rupa Goswami. And then everything concerning how to make further progress will be revealed. One must promote himself to the platform of goodness. That means we should try to associate as much as possible with the mode of goodness. Like, for example, everything in this material world is colored by the modes. the way we talk, the clothes we wear, the time when we get up in the morning, the food we prefer, everything is colored by the mode. So to associate with the mode of goodness means to mold our life in such a way that we are in contact with these elements of goodness. Like if you get up in the morning early, then you associate with the mode of goodness, because this is the part of the day that is controlled by the mode of goodness. And the food, the dress, everything has a profound influence on our consciousness. So it's not just an external thing. It might look external, but all these externals, they have influence on the internal life and development of the devotee. And everybody, not only the devotee. And then, but how do we actually cultivate this mode of goodness? How do we do that? Just by associating with the mode of goodness? By extra, like, separate endeavor, or association with the devotees? That means
on a more elevated platform?
Yes, that means by devotional service, basically. Now, this is a confusion sometimes. The devotees, we hear that we have to cultivate the mode of goodness. And sometimes we think, well, that means we have to have extra separate endeavor. No, but just by practicing bhakti, the mode of goodness develops automatically. This is explained in Bhagavad Gita. Krishna says, famous verse, Mamcha Yogi Abhicharana, Bhakti Ugena Sevate. By being fully engaged in devotional service and not falling in any circumstance, then one transcends actually the modes. Not only he will be established in the mode of goodness, but he will transcend the modes. Bhakti Sagunam Samatityaita Brahma Bhuya Kalpate. And he will be established on the transcendental Vasudev Shuddhasattva level. And then from there the real devotional service starts. So it's not separate process. We have to develop the mode of goodness, as Prabhupada mentions here, but it is done by practicing bhakti. And then when we develop this mode of goodness, then everything concerning how to make further progress will be revealed. This is the characteristic of the mode of goodness. One can see the things as they are. In Bhagavad Gita, there is an example of someone who is in the mode of goodness. He sees clearly what is religion and what is dharma and what is adharma. He can distinguish. He knows. Then someone who is in passion, for him doesn't matter actually. As long as he can attain his practical enjoyable result, he doesn't mind. Dharma or adharma. He can do both. Sometimes he is dharmic, sometimes he is adharmic. And for the person in tamas, he accepts dharma as adharma and dharma as adharma as dharma and dharma as adharma. That means he will always make the wrong choice. For the person in rajas, sometimes he will be wrong, sometimes he will be right. As a matter of, like, by chance, he might act righteously. But the person in tamas, for him, he doesn't have chance. Advancement in Krishna consciousness depends on the attitude of the follower. A follower of the Krishna consciousness movement should become a perfect Goswami. Vaishnavas are generally known as Goswamis. In Vrindavan, this is the title by which the director of each temple is known. One who wants to become a perfect devotee of Krishna must become a Goswami. Go means the senses and Swami means the master. Unless one controls his senses and mind, one cannot become a Goswami. To achieve the highest success in life by becoming a Goswami, And then a pure devotee of the Lord, one must follow the instructions known as Upadeshamrita. So, again, the same point. First, one should be self-controlled to establish oneself in the mode of goodness by becoming a Goswami. And then, a pure devotee of the Lord. The same point is made in Bhagavad Gita. Brahma Bhuta Prasanatmana Shachatina Kankshati Samak Sarveshu Bhutishu Mad Bhaktim Labhatai Param. First, one should be established above the modes, and then the real devotional service starts on the liberated path. Mad Bhaktim Labhatai Param. Srila Rupa Goswami has given many other books such as Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Vidagna Madhava and Lalita Madhava, but Upadeshamrita constitutes the first instructions for neophyte devotees. One should follow these instructions very strictly. Then it will be easier to make one's life successful. Hare Krishna. So advancement in Krishna consciousness depends on the attitude of the follower. It doesn't depend on how sharp you are, how intelligent, how many material qualifications you have. It depends on attitude. What does it mean that it depends on attitude? Yes.
Probably it means that you should focus on yourself instead of look externally. Focus internally.
Focus internally? Instead of criticizing others, for example?
For example.
For their faults. Focus on your own.
Yeah, and instead of suggesting to a spiritual master that should be Brahman initiated, maybe you should try to
Get the qualities.
Yes, exactly.
As Prabhupada says, first deserve, then desire. Yeah. Okay, good. You probably will.
Yeah, also about having that intense determination and conviction that, like in this example, that follow the Krishna consciousness movement should become a perfect Goswami. Mm-hmm. But that is the strong determination that that's the focus.
As it will be mentioned later in the verses Utsaha, Nishchaya, determination, patience. Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, this famous purport from Gita, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Prabhupada liked so much. Yeah. Yes. Very good points. So basically it means to be sincerely, to have sincere desire to please Krishna. And doesn't require any other material qualifications, but just sincere desire, intense desire, greediness to attain this pure devotional service. This is the only qualification, according to Rupa Goswami. And then when this is done, then Krishna, in Bhagavad Gita, he says, Yoga Kshema Vahami Ham. I keep what you have, and I supply what you require. It's a very good deal. Because we can see, even in the karmic society, it is not that the karmis are not qualified or not intelligent in material sense. There are many intelligent, qualified people, but what is lacking there is character, the good qualities. In the sense of, you're qualified, you're intelligent, you are above the medium level of the average people, but how do they use this advantage? They use it just to exploit these other people. To take advantage of them. This is the reason why we have 1/4 of the population on the planet is using 85% of the of their resources. This is because of this. They are qualified, they are intelligent, but they misuse these qualities to exploit the rest of the people. And in the process of devotional service, it's just the other way around. It is not important how much material qualifications you have. The important thing is the sincere desire to please the Lord. Okay. 7. You tired? After 4 classes?
Yes.
Should be. Okay, we'll stop here. So please write and read the next mantra, the next verse for tomorrow. The purple. And by the way, if you're wondering what are the important verses to learn by heart from Upadeshamrita, they are number 1, number 2, number 3, and number 4. The first 4. You know them already by heart?
Yes.
Om Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Shri Prabhupada ki jai.